The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
It has been an interesting day. Lots of reaction to today's summer economic statement. As I said earlier, something that generally kind of passed a lot of us by in the past, but is now of keen political interest and is what provides the stewardship of the economy over the next few months. One of our texters saying, what about the working poor and middle income earners that pay for everything but are entitled to absolutely nothing? That's what one particular texter says. Aidan in Cork says, definitely would like to see more means testing, even for the squeezed middle. But how much form filling and time do you need to possibly get any help at this stage? They don't make it easy, essentially, is what his message is. So let's talk about the balance in the measures, what ones might have an effect, what are ones are a slight overkill, and what ones are badly targeted, because this word targeting keeps coming up. And I'm joined on the line by Robert Troy, who is a Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. Come to you in a second. And also Jed Nash, who is the spokesman with the Labour Party on finance and related issues. Thanks very much for coming along. Minister Troy, first of all, one thing that is peculiar to me is this whole thing of a 2-week delay on the budget speech. I mean, you'll be accused of gimmickry. Do you have any idea why they're bringing it forward by the 2 weeks, or what's the purpose of that?
Well, I suppose what the summer economic statement does today, it outlines the financial perimeters in terms of what funding is available for budget 2023. It shows that the public finances are in a relatively healthy state. We're coming out of a strong economic growth, but we're also facing into challenging headwinds, and it's important that the budget now that is going to be framed as parameter 6.7 billion, that it's takes targeted measures, and that it will support the people who need that additional support going forward. I welcome the fact that it's brought forward by 2 weeks.
Do you have any idea why it's been brought forward?
Well, people have been seeking that we make the intervention with the cost of living crisis that has been called upon, and government has said that what they wanted to do was publish the summer economic statement, and on the back of that, that would outline the parameters in terms of what type of interventions could be made. So we know that running in parallel to budget 2023, we're also going to announce a comprehensive support to help people with the cost of living crisis.
Okay,
I think it's a
strange one, but can I ask you as well about the fuel rebate? There's been a fair bit of reaction on this programme in particular that this is going to go to people who are on very middle class incomes. They're not means tested. You know, if anyone from a Michael O'Leary downwards would qualify for such a rebate. I mean, what's the logic there?
Well, the fuel rebate, as I understand it, is largely to help the haulage sector, and the haulage sector is a critically important sector in an island economy. We realised the benefit of having a good haulage sector during COVID, and they have been particularly challenged with the high energy costs in the last 12 months. So I think it's right and appropriate that we do have a rebate scheme that would be beneficial to the haulage sector.
So are you saying it's only going, from your information, if I'm maybe mishearing you here, but are you saying it's only going to that particular sector, just hauliers?
No, the diesel rebate scheme that was initially outlined is...
No, we're talking about electricity. Yeah, sorry, electricity rebate is the one we're talking about.
And that's in relation to the 200 euros.
Yeah, 200 euros. Yeah, we're hearing that you're looking at doing that for the whole of society, effectively.
Sorry, my misunderstanding. No decision has been made in relation to the package of measures that's going to be announced parallel with this.
Are you sure?
2023.
Sounds like you might have misspoken there for a second.
No. Budget 2023 has been announced at the end of September. Running in parallel to that will be a comprehensive package of measures in relation to the cost of living crisis, acknowledging that we won't be able to alleviate all the pressure, but introducing targeted measures that will help to mitigate against the most extreme elements of the cost of living crisis. But no decision has been made in relation to what those measures will be. We
okay.
know from the past...
Well recovered. Well recovered.
In the, we know from the past the two measures that have been introduced, there was some of it universal, but more of it was targeted. And just in relation to the universal element of the supports, we do have to realise that there are people out there who are marginally above...
Yeah, so
in terms
in other words,
fuel allowance
Will people who are not on social welfare be able to avail of an electricity rebate, as far as your understanding?
They did in the past, but no decision has been made in relation to the future. And those decisions, and Minister McGrath speaking after the Cabinet today in the press conference said, what work is now going to be begin to ensure that now that we know what the parameters are, that we will be able to design a package of supports that will be targeted and will help to support those who need the most support.
Stay with us, Minister Troy. Jed Nash is here in the studio. He's Labour Party spokesman. Are you in any way clear why this has been brought forward by the 2 weeks? Are you hearing anything apart from just pure gimmickry?
This is just a token exercise. It's kind of lip service, giving people the impression that government cares, that government's on their side. If government was on their side, they would actually introduce administrative measures that they could bring in actually in this year's budget in terms of the allocation to the Department of Social Protection, or indeed the allocation under the COVID scheme that's been underspent, quite frankly, in terms of the response to welcoming Ukrainian refugees into Ireland. So there are resources there to do things right now, like, for example, introduce a €300 million social welfare bonus, for the want of a better description. It seems like government has actually conceded that that's what they're going to do, but they're going to do it later on this year. And that's interesting, because if you delve into the figures that were published today, it appears to me that there's only about €400 million of additional spending that's going to be provided for between September and the end of the year. Now, to put that into more context, the energy credit that we've been talking about at the top of the programme with Minister Troy, that came in at a cost of €380 million. So regardless of how much you earn, regardless of how wealthy or otherwise you are, you still get €200. And that is really, really poorly targeted. That's the antithesis of targeting. So what we'd want to see actually is, you know, an effort made by government to reduce the costs, because that's where the pinch points are, the costs of living and surviving in Ireland. Yeah. The cost of going to the GP.
I'm a bit confused. I'm like you, I'm a bit confused about why the budget is being brought forward 2 weeks. But just park there for a second. I'm a little bit confused about one of the points you make in your statement, which is that it's now that people need the support. Well, I mean, virtually nobody has a heating system on in the middle of summer. So is it not the case that they'll need it later, not now?
Yeah, well, they have electricity on. And we know from the Eurostat
at a much
figures,
lower level, though, right?
Yes, but we know from the Eurostat figures that energy and food are the biggest components in terms of contributing to the cost living crisis that we have in this country at the moment, and that's why targeting is really important. And the best way actually to target the limited resources that government say we have, if you don't want to generate more resources through tax increases, if they want to say, look, this is the headroom we have available, you target that at those who need it you target the resources that we have at those who need it
we're
most.
Now, where Labour's ideological head is at the moment, we've heard, and I don't know if you got to hear our items earlier, but we talked about the squeezed middle, a group once Labour were into servicing.
Absolutely.
Do you see it this as just, what do you say to people who are not under social welfare thresholds, but say, I'm really being squeezed here? Have you got anything for them?
Yeah, well, what the government seems to be saying is that they're going to con them into maybe voting for them and bribing them with tax cuts. In fact, bribing them with their own money. It's a con job, really, because not only are government going to spend €500 million that they said in the program for government that they'd spend this year in adjusting tax bans and so on, which disproportionately benefit the much better off, the top 20% of income earners, that's ridiculous. That's no way to actually
use the
resources.
So you're saying you wouldn't do that?
What we would do, and the best way to actually use the resources we have, is to, for example, resource those people who find it hard to find that €60 or €70 that it costs to go to the GP at the end of the month with your child, if you're trying to make that decision and you don't have that money if you're paid monthly. What we want to do is try and resource people who don't, for example, get the back to school allowance. We could broaden the thresholds there. That would cost about €100 million to bring a couple hundred thousand more people into that net to help people with the cost that they're experiencing now. And for example, I mean, there are about 150,000 families across this country who the ESRI say are at risk of fuel poverty. These are working people. People work hard for a living. And as you say, they say themselves, they feel that they get little back from society. I don't believe that's the case, by the way. People make their contribution in terms of PRSI, USI and so on. We've got a good education system, a health system that needs to improve, and a good transport system that needs to improve.
Let's go back to Minister Troy.
That's how we do it, not through tax cuts.
Minister Troy, we've had a number of economic commentators on the programme who are, to be fair, broadly supportive of what you're doing, but one thing they keep coming back to again and again is you are effectively, inadvertent or otherwise, you are effectively taking temporary corporation tax receipts and using those to fund what are now going to become kind of day-to-day spending the way inflation is going. Have you got any kind of concerns about doing that yourself? Is that something that sits comfortably with you?
Well, look, I think what COVID has demonstrated in the last 2 years is government has taken the correct decisions at the right and appropriate time. And it's because of the decisions we take through COVID that we are in a healthy position now, and we have $6.7 billion to invest in Budget 2023. Part of that is going to be $1.05 billion in taxation. And when Jed talks about taxation, we're not talking about the highest income earners here. We're talking about people who are just paying the marginal.
We actually are. If you're about 40,000 euro, you might get a tenner, but if you're 100,000, it's going to be worth much more to you.
We want to make, I didn't interrupt you, Jed, in fairness, we want to make sure that those people aren't inadvertently moved into the higher rate of tax. I think that's fair, and I think for working people paying their tax, we don't want to push them out into the higher rate of tax. I think that's the fair thing to do. The vast bulk of the money, the $5.65 billion, is going to go towards improvement services, helping people with childcare, helping people access health, helping people access education, and I think that's fair and proportionate. In relation to the parallel process that's running with the budget, the cost of living measures, those cost of living measures are going to be targeted and are going to help the people who need the help the most.
And it seems that there's only about 400 million euro left this year to do that.
I agree. And, you know, if you look back at what we've done already, there was a 55% increase in the fuel allowance, a targeted measure. There was reduced fares on public transport for younger people, a targeted measure. The drugs refund scheme was changed, a targeted measure. Changing to the working family payment, a targeted measure.
Okay, you've done lots more to do, etc. We'll have to wrap you up.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Minister Troy,
we have taken targeted measures.
Thank you very much, Minister Troy, who is a Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise. We're bringing down our levels there a bit. And Jed Nash, who is the Labour Party spokesperson on finance, thank you very much for coming into the studio, both of you, for this message rate of play. And you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Terms and conditions are on newstalk.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on Newstalk.